Section C News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Question 6 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
United States Central Bank has cut its main interest rate to the lowest level on record. But instead of cutting it by a fixed rate, it has opted for a target range, reducing it from 1% to between 0 and 0.25%. U.S. stock markets reacted positively. The New York Dow Jones Index closed up more than 4%. Our Washington correspondent, Kevin Connolly, reports. It is a dramatic move from the Federal Reserve Board designed to signal both to Wall Street and to Main Street. The American authorities are doing everything they can to fight back as the economy slides into recession. Interest rates in the U.S. have now been cut by a full 5 percentage points in just over a year. The plan is to make borrowing so cheap that liquidity returns to the economy and restores confidence and consumption levels. The outlook for the American economy remains bleak, and the Fed says it's likely that rates will remain exceptionally low for some time. Questions 7 and 8 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the two questions. Now, listen to the news.
The United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution valid for a year, allowing foreign military forces to pursue pirates on land in Somalia. Pirates are already holding about a dozen captured ships, including a Saudi supertanker. From the UN, Lori Trevelyan reports. The UN Security Council has already authorized countries to enter Somalia's territorial waters and chase pirates. Now, countries will be able to chase pirates on land, too, provided they have the consent of Somalia's transitional government. Piracy is rife off Somalia's coastline, a symptom of the country's descent into chaos. Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the two questions. Now, listen to the news.
The labor problems were the latest bad news for an industry that has been hit in recent times by high production costs and slumping demand. Tea industry officials say wages are lower in other tea-producing nations. Labor costs account for more than half the total cost of tea production. The India Tea Association's Deputy Secretary, Pranjal Nyog, says Indian tea, one predominant in world markets, has been steadily losing out as a result. The tea industry says it is also facing problems in the domestic market, which consumes 70% of the beverage being produced in the country. In recent years, demand has stagnated or even declined in some areas due to the growing popularity of such beverages as soft drinks, particularly among younger people. Indian tea has traditionally dominated world markets since a few cases were exported to Britain in the mid-19th century. But now, says tea growers, they only see tough times ahead.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.